Abuse. Those are all the topics we answer.com or LenTillon.com. I love to get your emails. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
If you can pose a great risk, that means you have a great responsibility.
President Obama in announcing a broad overhaul of the rules governing the nation's financial sector. The president wants to give the Federal Reserve the power to oversee banks so that another economic collapse can be prevented.
The absence of a working regulatory regime over many parts of the financial system and over the system as a whole led us to near catastrophe.
As you know, the president also wants to overhaul the health care system, but many Republicans say the plans they've seen so far are too expensive. Today, a group of old Washington hands from both parties submitted their ideas, which they say won't break the bank. Here live is ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Sherry, calling for a compromise, the group includes Democrat Tom Daschle, who for tax reasons withdrew from a bid to lead the president's health reform effort. Now, Daschle and Republicans Bob Dole and James Baker want to require them to carry health coverage.
This will help reduce the cost shifting and thereby achieve even greater value in the system than what we have today.
Their plan would also tax expensive health coverage as income. Sherry?
ABC Stephen Portnoy live. Chrysler is restarting seven assembly plants a week after emerging from bankruptcy. Michigan now has a 14% unemployment rate, the highest in the country. In California, though, some good news on housing. Here's ABC's Brad Wheelis in Los Angeles.
For the first time in 2 years, the median price of homes in Southern California rose, now at $249,000. And DataQuick reports sales of homes priced at $500,000 or more increased in May. Foreclosures dropped by nearly 4%. Analysts say this could mean the slumping housing market is in the early stages of a turnaround.
State Department officials are denying Iran's claims the U.S. is meddling in its affairs. There were more marches through the streets of Tehran today. Several players on Iran's soccer team were also seen wearing the pro-reform color of green during a World Cup match in South Korea. You're listening to ABC News.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift. A new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
This summer, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, Sears will make sure your car is just as prepared. Hurry into the Sears Automotive Center, where you'll find all BF Goodrich and Michelin tires on sale. And with our lowest price guarantee, no one beats our prices, period. Plus, when you buy a set of Michelin tires, you'll get free mounting, wheel balance, and road hazard via mail-in rebate, a $56 value. Drive-ins and appointments are welcome. So hurry into Sears, because this offer ends June 27th. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
All this week, ABC News is looking at the economy and at the lasting impact the recession will have on all of our lives. Today, as a part of what we're calling the new normal, changes are being made when it comes to planning for retirement.
Financial advisor Von Box in Fort Worth was the guy you spoke to when dreaming about your lake house and a comfortable retirement.
We had him prepared to retire at a certain level.
A level most of his clients now find unattainable.
We're looking at extending that retirement date on out a little further.
Or a lot further.
If they're able to keep working for another 18 to 36 months and give us time to sort through this, hopefully that'll give them an opportunity to retire at that point.
A new ABC News poll finds 50% of Americans think their ability to afford a comfortable retirement will remain worse than before the recession. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
One indicator of the economy could be underwear sales.
People tend to stop buying things that are not going to be noticed.
And on University of Utah finance professor Scott Schaefer says that means underwear. Sales did go down when the recession hit and have only just now bottomed out, so to speak. Maybe we'll see an upturn when sales pick up again. Federal judge has temporarily halted publication of a novel using characters from J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye. Salinger sued, saying 60 years later, Coming Through the Rye was a blatant ripoff. The judge will rule in the next 10 days on whether the case has enough merit to go to trial. This is ABC News.
If you've ever tried it before, you know that saving money is harder than it looks. That's why at Wells Fargo, we're with you when you're ready to save smarter. Come in today and we'll take a look at your financial picture and work together to help you save. With a Wells Fargo checking account, you get all sorts of online tools that make saving easier, like My Spending Report with Budget Watch, where you can track your expenses, or My Savings Plan, where you can transfer money to your savings account automatically. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. San Francisco has a brand new police chief. Mayor Gavin Newsom has hired George Gascon, who heads the Mesa, Arizona Police Department. He'll replace outgoing Chief Heather Fong. 14-year-old El Dorado Hills girl and her 19-year-old boyfriend, suspected of murdering her mother, were arrested today in San Bruno without incident. And 57-year-old Gerardo Kelly, the man accused of threatening to plant a bomb at South San Francisco Police Station, entered a not guilty plea in San Mateo County Superior Court today to charges of making criminal threats. Checking traffic now, here's KGO's Terry Rouse.
Bay Bridge still pretty loaded up because of an earlier accident. Your metering lights are off, but it's still heavy and possibly back to the foot of the maze. Traffic remains slow on the upper deck past the island where there was an earlier stall too. Welcome to Red Hawk Casino, where action so big has never been so easy to get to. Easiest drive from San Francisco on Highway 50. And with the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Sunny and a little warmer this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s and 70s by the Bay, 80 to 85 inland. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. We are going to accept a daunting task today. I've been promising to go over this article, which is causing such a stir in healthcare circles. It has to do with healthcare spending. Obama recently summoned all his aides to the Oval Office to discuss this magazine article. This article has become required reading at the White House. And well, Mr. Obama has been citing it at meetings. Senator Wyden says he came into the meeting with the article having affected his thinking dramatically. He put it in front of a big group of senators and says, this is what we've got to fix. Now, it's an article in the New Yorker. I've read it a few times. I made the font really tiny to save my ink and my cartridge. It's still 30 pages. And yet, I think it is so important that we just need to do it. I've underlined it. I'm going to try to whip through this thing. And please forgive me. It might sound disjuncted. I'm not going to completely be able to condense down 30 pages of reading. But it discusses why they pick one place. It's written by a physician. And they pick a border town, McAllen, Texas. It is the country's most expensive place for health care. It has among the lowest household income in the country, but one of the most expensive healthcare markets. In other words, Medicare spends more per person, $15,000 per enrollee in McAllen, Texas, compared to the national average. Per capita income is $12,000. So Medicare is spending $3,000 more per person on healthcare than the average person earns in that area. And people are not healthy. People are not healthy in McAllen. All right, the question is, why? Tons of technology. The place looks like Stanford or Harvard or the Mayo Clinic. First-rate hospitals and diagnostic centers. It costs, as I said, Medicare $7,000 more per person there than the average city, but it's not delivering better health care. What is it? Well, it starts with overutilization. We've been talking about this for decades. For instance, a middle-aged woman goes in with chest pain. Her cardiogram is normal. What do doctors in McAllen, Texas do? What did they do 15 years ago? They sent her home. Maybe get a stress test to confirm there's no issue. Today, a cardiologist gets a stress test, an echocardiogram, a mobile Holter monitor, maybe even a cardiac catheterization. And people in McAllen get pretty much more of everything. More diagnostic testing, more hospital treatment, more surgery, and more home care. And they go over a couple examples of that. It's the overuse of medicine. They have found in a Dartmouth study that the more money Medicare spends on a person in a given state, the lower that state's quality ranking. It's kind of weird, isn't it? And people don't do better. And they get into what we're struggling with today. First of all, the conclusion, in case I don't get there in time, is that How you pay for it, whether it's a government or private insurance or whatever, is not the issue. Don't get bogged down in that. Universal health care is not going to even be feasible unless you can control the costs. Nearly 30% of Medicare's costs could be saved without affecting health outcomes, if spending in high and medium cost areas can be reduced to the level in low cost areas. You hear me? And the low cost areas are places you live. They are big, fabulous cities where people are even healthier and they don't spend as much money. If we could bring the high cost areas of this country, the money's being thrown away, down to what we're spending in lower cost areas where people are healthier, we've got enough money. Most Americans would be delighted to have the quality of care you find in Rochester, Seattle, Durham. It goes on and on, all of which have world-class hospitals and costs that are below the national average. How do you go about it? One of the issues here is doctors themselves. It's doctors owning diagnostic facilities. You know, I've told you before, and actually one of you sent me this article when it first came out a couple of weeks ago, because I had mentioned that doctors is unethical to own a drugstore. I said I'm going to refer, you know, my patients there when I write a prescription. But physicians can own all kinds of things, hospitals, diagnostic centers, etc. That's part of the problem in McAllen. The most expensive piece of medical equipment is a doctor's pen. And doctors are divided, and there's some negative things in this article about my profession. As you would expect, we're not uniform. Some doctors see you as a profit center. Some doctors want to make you better. It's something you may not know ahead of time. And when they looked at what the right thing to do, and when the right thing to do for a patient is well established, like recommending a mammogram for 50-year-old women, physicians in high and low-cost cities make the same decision. But where the science is unclear, some doctors pursue the maximum amount of testing and procedures. Some pursue a minimum. And what kind of doctor they were depended upon where they came from. Like a woman comes in with heartburn. Okay? In a high-cost city, 70% of doctors referred that patient to a gastroenterologist, upper endoscopy. Half as many in low-cost cities did. High-cost city doctors recommended the patient with well-controlled high blood pressure see them in the office every 1 to 3 months. Low-cost cities, come on in once or twice a year. You getting the point here? No one teaches you how to think about money in medical school or residency. And yet, from the moment you start practicing, you got to think about it. You got to consider what's covered for a patient, what's not. You must pay attention to insurance rejection and government reimbursement rules. You must think about having enough money for the secretary, the nurse, and the rent, and the malpractice insurance. Beyond the basics, many doctors are remarkably oblivious to the financial implications of their decisions. And some of them just, you know, at the end of the month, numbers come out right. They just put money out of their minds. Other doctors, that is, think of money as a means of improving what they do. They think about how to use the insurance money to install electronic health records, provide easier phone and email access, offer expanded hours. Then there are physicians who see their practice as a revenue stream. They instruct their secretary to have patients who call with follow-up questions to schedule an appointment. Right? Don't talk on the phone. Come on in for a visit. Because insurers don't pay for phone calls, only office visits. They take ultrasound courses, buy a machine, do their own scans, so that the insurance payments go to them rather than to the hospital. And they get into a bunch of things that are egregious, but they're only single examples. It's not easy to tell how common it is. And it goes on and on. And they talked about places where it's done right. They name Kaiser Permanente. They name Intermountain Healthcare in Salt Lake City, Geisinger Health System in Danville, Pennsylvania, Marshfield Clinic in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Mayo Clinic especially, and how the Mayo Clinic exported what they do to a couple of other cities, right? There's a Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, right, and there's one in Florida, and they have managed to come up with low-cost, high-quality health care. They pay the physicians a salary. They're all not-for-profit institutions, and it goes on and on and on. They draw kind of metaphors with a contractor building a house who watch the costs or just allow the plumber to put in as many fixtures and the electrician to put as many boxes as possible. And it talks about how to get these high-cost places weaned away from their untenably fragmented, quantity-driven systems of healthcare step by step. And I'll just read you quickly the last sentence in the piece. As America struggles to extend health care coverage while curbing costs, we face a decision that is more important than whether we have a public insurance option, more important than whether we will have a single-payer system in the long run or a mixture of public and private. The decision is whether we are going to reward the leaders who are trying to build a new generation of Mayos and Grand Junctions. And if we don't, McAllen won't be an outlier. It will be our future. So anyway, it's a long article, and it's a really important point. There is gross inconsistency. We have always talked about this in the past when the cost in one, why the rate of surgery in one state is so much higher or lower than the rate of surgery in another state when your liver is the same in all states. And it's because of how medicine is practiced. So things have got to change fundamentally. They say it'll take 10 years to change this culture if we're going to get anywhere. All right? Boy, I did it. Wow, we still got more time. So I'm going to use that time. I want to talk about Zicam. You got to love, this is a story that is just, it's a beautiful story, friends, because we have talked about it in the past. We have nailed it. A lot of people suing Zicam. The feds are taking it off the shelves. And I've tried to fight the nonsense behind a product that claims to be homeopathic, but it's not. And, you know, there's a wonderful piece on this at sciencebasedmedicine.org. And I would highly recommend, if you're looking for straightforward, objective information, even though it challenges your basic beliefs and your feelings about all this stuff, they tell it straight. Sciencebasedmedicine.org. So they talk about the Federal Drug and Cosmetics Act. If you look in a box of Zicam, it says homeopathic. Why would they do that? Well, for two reasons. One is if they make it an over-the-counter product, they're going to jump through FDA hoops. If you call it a homeopathic remedy, you can just slide, because in 1938, they allowed homeopathy on the shelves of American drugstores, even though there's nothing in the product. So how can you sue a company for side effects? A lot of you saying, I can't smell anymore if it's homeopathic, because you know homeopathic medicines are diluted so far down that it's just plain water. You're paying money for plain water. Well, here's something interesting. It isn't exactly. They bent the homeopathic rules because there's no real definition how diluted it has to be called a homeopathic remedy, because the feds don't care. Nobody looks. So there actually is some zinc in there. Not a lot, but maybe enough to affect your smell. But if it is really homeopathic and there's nothing in there, then the quote inactive ingredients, you know, benzyl chlorinium chloride, glycerin hydroxyethyl cellulose, sodium chloride, sodium hydroxide, maybe that's causing the problem. So this is going to really be fun to follow, because once again, although there is a teeny bit of zinc in there, way, way more than if it were homeopathic, by slapping that homeopathic label on it and also calling it a supplement, coming in under the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, because the zinc, gosh, I forgot the salt. It's a zinc gluconate, is it? I have to look it up. Is a natural salt that is found in places. So by calling it that as a natural salt, see, they can come in and call it a supplement. But you can call anything a supplement. So this is going to be fun to watch it unravel. The other issue is, some of you have written me, well, what about all these talk show hosts and movie stars and spokespeople for the product, in light of what we've talked about recently, especially in China, where if you're a high-profile movie star and you endorse a product and it harms people, you are held responsible. In this country, you just pay these people on TV and radio to talk about your product, and they walk off scot-free when that product harms people. They take the money and run. So a lot of you are asking, what about that? Do they sleep at night when a product harms people? The only case I know of was a baseball player. And the judge said, well, the baseball player is just kind of too stupid to understand that the diet pill he was helping to market didn't work. Because the baseball player said, hey, I took it and I lost weight. And that's enough. So stupidity is a good defense. Listen, none of it's going to matter. As you know, turns out here, a big piece about Jehovah's Witnesses. We talked about... Well, I won't go backwards and talk about why we were talking about Jehovah's Witnesses the other day. But the world's coming to an end. And they won't give us the hour or the exact day, but it's coming soon. So I'm not going to worry. One thing having to do with doctors that does relate to maybe why doctors sometimes try to go out and make a lot of money is the average medical student now finishes medical school $126,714 in debt. Now, you finish school with that kind of debt, I don't think that's going to make you want to give away your services more. So the AMA is actually looking at how to work this out, how to help supplement education of physicians and unburden them. And the other thing is to fight doctor fatigue. I love this. It would cost $1.6 billion. Because if you don't work the doctors, the young doctors, 100 hours a week, you're going to have to find somebody to take their place. And to hire nurses and other paramedical personnel to take doctors' places so doctors can maybe cut down to 70-hour weeks is going to cost too much money. So, as I said, the beat goes on. The beat goes on. All right, I want to talk to you also about cola drinks. We get a lot of calls about cola and what's in it and how it can affect you. Some of you call about some of the ingredients that don't get talked about a lot. This is a serious study. The side effects of drinking a lot of cola. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dinado.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about Geico? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to Geico last year. Second, Geico received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, Geico has been providing car insurance for over 70 years. Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm Mark Galbarian, president of Goldline. Call Goldline today at 866-GOLDLINE and let us show you how you can acquire gold that is shipped directly to you. That's gold you can hold in your hand, not some paper promise. You'll receive free shipping on your first order, and there's no sales tax. The number to call is 866-GOLDLINE. Call now, and we'll send you a free brochure, newsletter, and DVD. Don't wait to get this valuable information. You owe it to yourself to call Goldline at 866-GOLDLINE. That's 866-GOLDLINE.
Here's an amazing opportunity for our listeners to earn money from home. And I mean quit your job money by starting your own home business. IncomeAndHome.com is adding our listeners in record numbers. Don't miss out. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and connected to a multi-billion dollar company. Start your own home business and earn life-changing money. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Order your info kit at IncomeAndHome.com. That's IncomeAndHome.com.
What if... Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
728-3002.
With your help, just call Dr. Dean Adell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Lorraine. How you doing, Lorraine?
Hi. I'm calling about my daughter. We're vegetarians. We do eat fish, but her feces is yellow. It's never brown. Should I be concerned that she's missing something in her diet?
Well, I'd be concerned overall just only because, on average, if you take 1,000 vegetarian parents, of course, there are plenty who understand nutrition, know what they're doing. I mean, you're talking to someone who did it for a long time, and I got half of my kids are vegetarians. But out of that group, you will find a very high rate of failure to thrive, which is a pediatric term for kids who are not coming up on the height and weight chart and developing appropriately. Now, are you a vegan or vegetarian? Does the child eat dairy?
Dairy, and we also eat fish. So
I'm not going to worry. And in terms of the color, that is caused by actions on bile acids, and I would not make a big deal about it, except as an adult, a doctor would, because it could imply something. I mean, just to be honest with you, liver ailments can manifest themselves like that. I would mention it to the pediatrician. If your daughter's just doing fine, she's awake and running around and, you know, seems to be normal in every other way, I wouldn't be concerned, because most of the illnesses I know that would cause that would make her ill and she would act ill. But make sure, you know, the dairy's your cover. You don't need meat to survive or to live. If you were a vegan, though, I'd be very concerned, because once again, with vegans, there's an extremely high rate of kids not growing adequately. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Hey, Dr. Dell. I was calling about that Zicam thing.
Yep.
I saw that as well. They're going to recall two of their products. Now, there's something fishy going on here. I think Zicam is pulling a fast one in a couple of ways here. Now, as you pointed out, It's a homeopathic product, but it has active ingredient in it. And
yep.
I looked at their label, and it's a 2X dilution, which is pretty diluted. But it's not truly a homeopathic product in that zinc is the ingredient that they tout as curing your cold symptoms and alleviating them. And there are several other manufacturers of supplements that claim this as well. But however, as you know, a truly homeopathic product uses something that causes symptoms and dilutes it, right?
Yep.
Is the FDA so ignorant that they can't keep up on these things? And also, if Zicam believed that zinc really does alleviate cold symptoms, they're pulling kind of a fast one here. They are trading on the, quote, good name of homeopathy to sell a product, much like you find, you know, you've talked about with these Chinese herbs sometimes for erectile dysfunction, you know, and you see they've got the little smiling Chinese doctor on there, Dr. Fu Ling Yu, and his, you know, his e-stuff, and it's really got Viagra in it. Someone's buying Chinese herbs thinking they're getting a natural, wholesome product, but they're really getting something that's diluted with Viagra. So,
Dr. Fu, did you say Dr. Fu Ling Yu? Well, John, you're absolutely right on all fronts. And I would urge you, get out the sciencebasedmedicine.org. I know you know the site, because they, when they do the dilutions that Zicam claims, it's about a 1 in 100 dilution. So there is zinc in it. They are trying to do an end run. And it's a very interesting little loophole. That's a big loophole. And the feds have got to know this. I just think the feds are just afraid of tackling, you know, quote, the industry. The health food industry has some very, very big friends in the Senate. And this is how they set up the Alternative Medicine Center, NIH, and they just spent a couple of $1 billion of our money and have come up with absolutely zero. We did that article last week. And zinc is even questionable in large doses in its ability to possibly prevent a cold, not to mention do away with your sense of smell, which is very important. And the FDA has now asked that company to turn over 800 complaints. They had 800 complaints. There's a law that got passed 3 years ago, 2 years ago, requires a company to report any complaints to the FDA. They didn't. So the FDA has 130 cases of loss of smell with this, and it might not even be caused by it. That's the funniest part, because a lot of people get a cold and they lose their sense of smell. And this is such a big popular product. So, you know, correlation doesn't prove causation. So it's going to open up a can of worms, I hope, and get everybody thinking about all this at last, while we worry about healthcare costs and allow all this fraud to be perpetrated on the American public. All right, we're going to talk about cola. Now, that's right. This is a serious article on the side effects of drinking a lot of cola. And I didn't say coca. There's all kinds of cola on the market. That and more. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. President Barack Obama proposing sweeping changes to the way the nation's financial system is regulated after finding the system unprepared for the crisis that swept the nation and the world. San Francisco's new police chief is the current chief of Mesa, Arizona. George Gascon will take over for outgoing Chief Heather Fong. Two teenagers, a 14-year-old girl and 19-year-old man wanted in connection with the death of an El Dorado Hills woman, were arrested today in San Bruno. The 14-year-old girl is the daughter of the victim. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials dropped 7 points at 84.97, NASDAQ up 11 at 18.08, and the S&P 500 down just under over a point at 910.71. Lloyd Lindsay-Young says sunny and a little warmer this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dolan's wants to be your green home improvement resource. And to emphasize the point, there's a free green gift waiting for you at any of Dolan's 5 Bay Area locations. No purchase necessary. In fact, you have your choice of 4 green gifts this week. For more information and the location nearest you, click on the Dolan's banner on the KGO website. And when you pick up your free green gift, don't forget to ask about the $1,500 tax credit for energy-saving windows and doors.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334, 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson, and in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
For details.
All right, let's talk about cola. Now, you might think someone who drinks 2 liters of cola a day is a lot. And I know who you are. Is an extraordinary number of people. No one keeps that on this. I can't tell you how many people I know personally who drink at least that a day. Well, this is, according to this research, this could cause chronic potassium depletion. You know, a lot of people call me, what about the phosphates in cola? Well, it's one of the things that could integrate with that. And you might think that this level is so rare, it's not a public health issue, but it is not rare. And for instance, here at one center, 6 cases of potassium deficiency with muscle complaints ranging from mild weakness to profound paralysis. All patients had extremely low potassium levels in the blood. Now, I'm not telling you, drink a cola, you'll wind up in a wheelchair. No, that it's possible. Yeah, you can recover when you stop drinking a lot of cola and with intravenous or oral supplementation of potassium. You do not supplement potassium by yourselves. I just don't like that. Potassium is an extremely critical substance in your blood. Too much or too little can stop your heart. You don't want that to happen. You want your heart to go on beating. And so be very careful. You only take potassium supplementation based on your doctor's advice. There are tens of millions of people drinking at least 2 liters of cola a day, according to the VA Medical Center here in Cleveland. And the soft drink industry needs to promote safe and moderate use of its products for all age groups. Reduce serving sizes. Pay heed to the rising call for healthier drinks. To that I say, lots of luck. All right, let's talk to Bevan. How you doing? Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
I've observed erection dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have spontaneous erection like I used to, and I have to stimulate it. Even when I do, it doesn't last that long. I was wondering what's the cause of it, or what can be done.
Yeah. Well, how old are you?
I'm 50.
50. Well, listen, you're not supposed to have. I'm not sure what you mean by spontaneous arousal. Sure, when you're 16, things happen spontaneously. Do you get arousal when you're sleeping? Do you ever wake up with fully aroused? Does that happen?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So the plumbing seems to be working. A lot of this, and a lot of men, sounds like expectation. You get concerned because that's not like, you know, boying all the time. And that's entirely normal. Entirely normal. But when you think about it, if you think about it when you begin making love, you're dead. Because when you think about it, you're distracting yourself from the most important reflex that has to do with arousal in a man and a woman. I heard this an acronym the other day, FOPS, focusing on pleasurable sensations. You are not focusing on pleasurable sensations and your mind is going, uh-oh, I wonder if it's going to work. Oh my gosh, I have to stimulate myself. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But I would be remiss to not tell you to discuss this with your doctor, because many, many, many men, the first symptom of diabetes, of heart disease, of a whole range of issues, health issues, can begin this way. So, I can't tell you what's causing your problem. I can just tell you statistically, and that's not good enough, because if we're ignoring diabetes or heart disease, then we're not doing you a favor. So get a check with your doctor. It is easy to fix, and don't worry about it. Easy for me to say, right? Let's talk to John. How you doing, John? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Dean.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I've been suffering for 8 years from a really terrible chronic insomnia. My HMO doesn't know what to do with me. I've tried therapy and all the sleep meds, which are not very effective. One practitioner there said that because I've been in the pool business for 19 years, she thought that might be a factor. I don't know if you have an opinion on that. And the second part of the question is, would an endocrinologist be any help in tracing why I can't sleep?
Well, I let's go backwards. If they're implying that you're in the pool business, so you're around pool chemicals, I've never heard of anything like that, A. B. The cause of insomnia is, while you can say nobody really knows exactly, we're all different. We're all wired differently. And it has to do with poor sleep habits and a combination sometimes with anxiety. And some of us are just, you know, anxiety has gotten to be a bad word. I think anxiety is a great thing. It's when it cripples you, makes your life miserable, that it's a bad thing. Anxiety is what motivates you to change things in life. If without anxiety, we'd all be gotten eaten by lions, you know, and you walk out and you go, oh my gosh, is there a lion out here? That's anxiety, but it's a reasonable thing to have. So I would say, if all the king's horses and all the king's men haven't found a pill to help you, I go online, look up a subject. It goes by the name sleep hygiene. And it's a series of exercises. You know, people will take a lot of time to learn how to swing a golf club, but to learn how to sleep again, they won't do it. And it talks about how there is pharmacological help, but how you get yourself weaned off it by learning all the bad habits that you have about sleep. And it is something often that if you went to a sleep specialist, and often the HMO, they won't refer you unless you're, you know, having apnea, you're starved of oxygen, you're on the verge of a stroke. And it's a kind of thing, though, you can do yourself. And look up and see all the bad habits you may or may not have having to do with sleep. And I've seen the most incredible things that are missed, from hidden caffeine consumption to doing very exciting things before you go to bed, which keeps your mind alert to watching exciting television shows, to just not using the bed for its ultimate purpose. So look up sleep hygiene. You have any questions, and give me a buzz. We can talk more about it. Lou in New York, how you doing, Lou?
Good, sir. How are you?
Fine, sir.
I had a question about a drink supposedly to solve joint problems called Supple, P-P-L-E, and it was a show on it the other night about curing arthritis and joint pain. And
now, Lou, let's use the correct term, because it's important. It wasn't a show on; there was an infomercial on, right?
Yeah.
All right. There's a difference, because your phone call would sound different. It would say, "Hey, Dr. Dean, I saw a commercial for a product called such and such that claimed it cured arthritis." Of course, the person who cures arthritis is going to get the Nobel Prize, and I'm sure you weren't watching the Nobel Prize ceremonies. So most products that claim to cure arthritis are chondroitin and glucosamine. And my gosh, over and over again, we found them to be worthless. They do not help with cure arthritis. They don't help with anything except make, you know, the manufacturers rich. And it goes back to the beginning of the program, how the poor FDA, you know, they've had their scrotal contents emptied. That's all. They don't have the law behind them, the right to enforce the law, because Congress just thought it was, you know, kind of okay to allow the American public to be ripped off to a degree that no other public in the world is. So, no, it doesn't cure arthritis, and you really need to know the difference between an infomercial. I can't remember the last time I saw an infomercial for anything that worked, although I like some of the gadgets. I mean, we've bought a couple of things, and the ShamWow, or, you know, I think we talked about this, and you know, they have little commercials in the beginning of a Bill Maher show, and he did one the other night that knocked me out. It's a ShamWow and a Snuggly combined, right? The ultimate lazy man's thing. So your guy's lying there in the Snuggly made out of ShamWow fabric, right? You don't have to get up to urinate. You just pee in the thing, because it absorbs all the moisture, and the guy spills his beer on it. You don't have to get up and clean it up, because the ShamWow Snuggly absorbs all the fluid. And then they went on and crossed the line, I thought, in the one that I saw. But it is, what can I tell you? ShamWow! Actually, a friend of mine got a pile of them and gave me one. So I have one around, but I don't know what to use it for. I haven't tried it yet. But the Snuggly is also terribly, terribly popular. So maybe those kind of things. But beware of health products, supplements, things that you take. There's a colon cleansing one that just knocks me out. It's just amazing. Just amazing. In the United States of America, with all the stupid laws we have, how we are all overburdened by rules and regulations, this is allowed by the wise members of the House and Congress. It's overwhelming to me in stupidity. All right, I'll get off the horse. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
This summer is an excellent time to enhance your child's attention, focus, reading, and study skills. So don't let another summer go to waste. If your child is struggling with being able to focus, is unable to pay attention, or having learning issues, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, our experts, including neurologists and psychologists, have years of experience diagnosing and successfully working with kids who have ADD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning issues, and all without drugs. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results without negative side effects. Use this summer to defeat your child's problems. The Attention and Achievement Center has 4 locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Now, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
You've been in the business a long time. How are you staying afloat?
Rosie, the biggest thing is we've kept our business model of trying to take really great care of our customers. We're seeing a lot of repeat business from our friends who have bought cars from us before. Our no-commission sales process, which has been around 12 years, makes it a nice experience to come in. There's no pressure. People don't feel compelled to buy something they really don't need, and they come back to see us.
So when you buy a car at Toyota 101, you can expect that Jim Rimmer and the gang will be there next time you come back.
Visit your friendly no commission sales staff at Toyota 101 today and enjoy the everyday discount pricing and no hassle buying experience. Plus, take advantage of Toyota's factory cashback rebate offers on some of the most popular Toyota models, including the Corolla, Camry, and Tacoma, or special low APR financing starting at 0% on select models. For more details, visit Toyota 101 in Redwood City at Highway 101 and Whipple Avenue, or at Toyota101.com, where they've changed the way Toyotas are sold.
.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Jack. How you doing, Jack?
How are you?
Hello? Fine, sir. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Actually, I had an example for you of a medical infomercial of something that does work quite well.
Oh, my gosh. America is waiting. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, I don't remember the exact name of it. It's on all the time, and it's for a kind of sleeping pill, anti-anxiety pill. And the main ingredient in it, which they say in the infomercial, is L-tryptophan. And in my experience, L-tryptophan is an absolute miracle drug. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's an amino acid.
Yes, of course. A miracle drug for what?
For going to sleep. I've had horrible insomnia my whole life, tried everything, and I think that taking 4 L-tryptophan puts me to sleep better than taking 2 Xanax or Valium does, or Ambien, anything. And yeah, it has absolutely no side effects for the most part. You know, it's the stuff that you eat, you know, that comes from Turkey. And, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's back up a little bit. So I was talking about this colon cleansing infomercial that I saw. And if I said to you, Jack, I cleanse my colon, and now and just fill in a blank, I get some sleep, I have less anxiety, my sex life is better, anything. Is that enough for you? That means proof to you? Well, don't laugh, because that's the 19th century. The fact is, when you do studies on sleeping pills, you give half the people real sleeping pills, you give half the people a fake sleeping pill. And what percentage of the people, when you give them a fake sleeping pill, do you think actually claim they fall asleep like a baby? You know, 20-30%. So tryptophan is an amino acid, and Jack, when you eat protein, which you can't avoid unless you're a vegan or something, you eat meat in any way, shape, or form, or, you know, have any dairy or cheese, it's loaded with tryptophan. And that doesn't make you go to sleep. And as you know, it was taken off the market for a while because it made people very sick. It was a bad manufacturing deal, but it is an amino acid, so therefore it's a, quote, food supplement. But as an amino acid, and this is what they say, why you eat a lot of turkey on Thanksgiving, everybody gets sleepy. Well, that's completely illogical. The reason you get sleepy on Thanksgiving because you eat too much and you drink too much. And so the whole point is, Jack, that that's not proof. And just because somebody claims they feel better after using something is the way we used to do it, you know, 100 years ago. But you really want to take something where it's been compared to a fake pill and has proven itself to be better than a fake pill. And L-tryptophan has not really done so, but it's legal because you do not have to prove that something works to sell it on an infomercial. I don't know why it's an infomercial. You can go in any health food store and buy it. You can go in any drugstore and buy it. You know, you can go use buy all kinds of supplements in American drugstores. So I'm really happy that you're sleeping, and I don't want to undermine the fact that you're sleeping better because I would much rather you take tryptophan than take Ambien. But in terms of scientific truth, you know, I got to tell you what's up with all that. All right, let's talk to Deborah. How you doing, Deborah?
Hi, Dr. Udell.
Hi.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, hi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I have a niece who's 30 years old, and 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with the HPV virus.
Mm-hmm.
And her most recent pap smear came back abnormal, and she went today for a biopsy, and, of course, is very upset and, you know, thinking the worst. And I was just wondering if you could give any feedback as to other scenarios in case it's not the worst.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first thing, let me make a pitch for the HPV vaccine, because there are a lot of women her age who don't want to vaccinate their daughters to prevent this, and it's very, very treacherous. And HPV, it's just the virus. And listen, the virus does cause cervical cancer, but she's doing the right thing, because indeed, if she were to have it, it would be extraordinarily early, and I can't tell you what the outcome's going to be. Certainly by having had HPV in the past and then having an abnormal pap smear, there's a chance that she could have early changes, precancerous or, I mean, what's precancerous? This is hard to, you know, put correct nomenclature on that. So let's see what happens. And this will not have a bad outcome because we do, and women do get themselves screened regularly. And that's why, even though women die every year from cervical cancer, I mean, the numbers are still astounding given the fact how careful we are about pap smears, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll bet you the odds are she's going to be fine. She'll be fine. And she just needs to go through this and get the results from the doctor. And there's nothing we're going to be able to say to quell anybody's anxiety. I mean, I'd be nervous, you know, even though it's not about the odds. It's just about our emotions. Okay. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Udell.
Bay Area residents have long known Frelin's as the destination for outdoor furnishings. And right now, Frelin's is partnering with Brown Jordan in an unprecedented factory-authorized promotion. Now through April 15th, save an additional 20% off all Brown Jordan collections, in stock or special order. Brown Jordan has long been recognized as a leader in the outdoor furniture industry, renowned for their innovative designs and lasting quality. If you've been dreaming of something special for your outdoor living area, visit Frelin's today and take advantage of this exclusive Brown Jordan sales event. We all know times are tough. That's why Frelin's is offering free financing for 1 year on approved credit. Frelin's is celebrating their 50th anniversary, serving the Bay Area with locations in San Ramon, San Rafael, and check out their clearance center in Fairfield or visit them online at frelins.com. Frelin's. Why live indoors when we live here?
Len Tillum here. If you're like most folks I know, you'd much rather plan your vacation than think about your financial plan. We all know it's important, but a lot of us, I'm guilty too, just don't want to take a whole lot of time thinking about that. Pat Vitucci is one guy who can help you with a financial plan. That's what he does. Vitucci and Associates have offices all over the Bay Area. Pat's been in the business for over 30 years. He's an independent financial advisor. That means he's not obligated to any particular investment. I think that's important. Pat will sit down with you for an hour or so, bring in whatever paperwork you have to go over. You'll talk about what's important to you, like a financial checkup. If you like what you hear, fine. Otherwise, no cost, no obligation for meeting with Pat. Call Pat Vitucci anytime at 800-472-8305. Call Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Since 1950, Redwood Credit Union has been the Greater North Bay's trusted financial resource. Our members are benefiting from our array of value-added services, including investments for retirement, education, and more. Find out how you can create a predictable income stream for your retirement with the help of our knowledgeable financial advisors who are registered through CFS. Call for your no-obligation appointment and begin planning for a secure future. You'll receive a complimentary plan to help you achieve your financial goals and dreams. Call us at 1-800-479-7928 or visit the Retirement and Investment Center at www.redwoodcu.org today. Anyone living or working in 8 North Bay counties can join. Investment products and services offered through CUSO Financial Services, LP, member FINRA, and SIPC are not NCUA, NCUSIF insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Joanne. How you doing, Joanne?
Yeah, hi, Dr. D. My question is, we have friends of ours that are distributors for Juice Plus. They're on the internet. Have you heard of that? It's a pill you take that has vegetables and... Yeah. Do you condone that, or do you know if that's...
Well, if you're asking me the question whether you're going to get all your vegetables in a pill, I think you know the answer, right, Joanne? And yet, of course... If you're a person who absolutely does not eat any fruit or vegetables, I guess I could imagine taking your fruit and vegetables in pills might add some benefit. But why would anybody want to? Fruits and vegetables are delicious and wonderful foods, and there's no way you can pack in many of the important ingredients in a fruit or a vegetable into a little tiny pill. I do remember someone coming up with freeze-dried broccoli pills, and I thought to myself, like, well, you got to be pretty desperate to want to take a fruit or a vegetable if you're so committed to eating fruits and vegetables. Go out and eat them. You know, I can't imagine there isn't a way you can prepare a fruit or a vegetable and make it palatable and delicious. I'm just not sure what that's about. By the same token, you know, the attempt to bring you all the micronutrients that are in fruits and vegetables in a pill form by selling people vitamin pills, which have 1, 2, 3, or 4 vitamins in them, has backfired and has been found to cause problems. And so the idea of trying to capture all the good things that are in fruits and vegetables and make a pill out of it is so American, and yet maybe it's a better mousetrap, but by the same token, there can't be anything compared to, you know, the fruit or the vegetable. So I know you have friends that are in this business. So many phone calls to this program begin with your statement. I have friends that are in this business, and your friends, of course, are your friends, so therefore they're trying to sell you something. You, as their friend, want to be nice, go along with it. Sounds reasonable. They've learned the pitch really well, and you figure, hey, I'll help my friends out, and I'll help myself by getting more healthy. Well, this is how all these things get launched, and this is what your friends have fallen for, because in the end, the vast majority of people get involved in these multi-level marketing deals don't make money. Don't make money. And I can't imagine, you know, calling on my friends to sell them something they might not need. So what you need is fruits and vegetables. You don't need more pills in your life. And yet I can't say there's any bad in the product. So save your money. These are hard times, right? And the fruit and vegetables are much cheaper. Join us at our next program. Till then, as always, be well.
Len Tillum here. Worrying a little about investments is a pretty natural thing to do. You do it, I do it. So sometimes it's nice to have some help sorting all that out. A nice guy to help you with that is Pat Vitucci. He's an independent financial advisor. Vitucci and Associates have several offices around the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy, an independent financial advisor. He's not obligated to any particular investment area. I don't know about you, but thinking about my investments and how they should be allocated and reading financial reports and wondering when to buy and what to buy and sell, it's not my idea of fun. I'd rather leave all that sort of planning to someone like Pat Vitucci. He'll be glad to provide a complimentary consultation for you. No obligation. Don't invest and forget. That's what he says. Call Pat Vitucci anytime at 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC. Member FINRA and SIPC. A registered investment advisor.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paver Stone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paver stone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paver Stone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paver stone estimate toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acf.com.